News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Minister for Enterprise Peter Burke is on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You have received this report into Agonish Alumina. Are you confident now that you can say with certainty that none of the products that went to Russia ended up in military use?
So, first of all, the competent authority for restrictive measures that is located within my department came forward with the review yesterday. And essentially, we have sent that on this morning to the European Commission. While you can never be certain, what is clear is that the evidentiary threshold was not reached from the investigation. And through that investigation, we obviously did a lot of work. And with Agonish Alumina, we have got information from many authorities right across the EU as well as Ukraine. But at this point in time, the threshold was not strong enough to meet the requirement.
What is the threshold? Are we a balance of probabilities beyond reasonable doubt?
Oh, no, essentially, you would need hard evidence when you're dealing with legal sanctions. And essentially, you need evidence that proves essentially that alumina from Limerick would end up in the Russian military complex. And you need hard evidence of that. Now, we have two different stories. Obviously, the OCCGRP did great work, the investigative journalist group, in going through the supply chains. But essentially, what they allege is that Essentially, alumina supplied from Limerick goes to Rusal, which is a plant in Russia. It goes further on to two smelters in Russia. Subsequently, again, it is sent on to OK Rusal, which is a trading arm of Rusal Limited. It goes on further to ASK, which is a trader, and further on to weapons or arms industry. And essentially, that's about five steps away, which is very difficult to get the evidence to support that. However,
so
the evidence...
Are you telling us that it gets as far as the Russian border and after that, sure, God knows where it goes then?
No, so what I'm telling you is that we have received warranties of assurance from Agonish Alumina in Limerick that when the alumina leaves Ireland, it goes over to two smelters in Russia, the Russian proportion of it, and that it is separated into different compartments. There are about 25 compartments in each of the smelters it goes to. It's labelled, and under Russian law, they claim an export tax credit on it, and that alumina is exported back out to other countries, which include the EU. Now, obviously,
you're comfortable with that. You think the Russians are telling you 100% truth?
This is what I'm trying to respond to, Jonathan, if you'll let me. So obviously, we'll be very clear is that we have a limitation of scope in our review. We have not boots in the ground in Russia. We have not access to Russia trade data. We only have these assurances from the company, first of all, that it is doing its due diligence in Ireland in relation to adhering to sanctions. And secondly, that from its parent, we have this warranty. But the validity of these assurances is very difficult to stand over. And that's why there may be an opportunity for an independent actor to come in through the European Commission, which has global experience of over 100 years in verifying supply chains.
All right.
And that may be an option to try and ascertain the validity of what the company is saying.
Can I just play a little bit of what Lesia Vasilenko, who is the Ukrainian MP, has been telling News Talk Breakfast this morning. Listen to this.
There's no way for any country today to conduct a detailed and a fair and free investigation of what happens inside of Russia. This is why reports saying that saying that, you know, the alumina goes into Russia, but the Russian companies are not companies that are supplying Russian war efforts. Just believing their word on it, it's not enough. The thing is, with the company, there's no in Ukraine, we don't see a problem with it functioning, producing whatever it produces, be it alumina, be it any other goods, as long as they are not being sold into Russia or third countries, which are still trading freely with Russia. As long as there is evidence that the alumina is being exported to Russia, there's almost no doubt that it will be used in the war effort. At the moment, Russia functions as a wartime economy. as an aggressive wartime economy, because Russia is the aggressor state waging war against Ukraine since 2014. Anything that goes into Russia, be it dollars, cents, euros, be it alumina, grain, it goes into supporting Russia's war against Ukraine.
Lesya Vasilenko, who's the Ukrainian MP, she has a point, Peter Burke, that we are taking the Russians at their word and just pretending like it's not happened. We are being naive and arguably conveniently naive because we want this plant to stay in operation.
No, absolutely. We're not being naive. And critically, we've never lobbied for this company through any of the 21 sanction packages in the European Union. I think there's two elements to what has been said there. First of all, we cannot rely on suspicion. We cannot, you know, rely on speculation. We have to have evidence.
You're relying
that proves
on, Minister, you're relying on trust and trust from a country
that is
currently at war and an aggressor in Ukraine.
But if we go back a step, the OCCRP report and the investigative journalists have said that they have no direct evidence that alumina from Ohanish is ending up in the Russian military complex. That's what that investigation has concluded. So we need evidence. When you're dealing with the threshold of legal sanctions, you need hard evidence that it is ending up in the Russian military complex. Aside from what the Russians are saying, if you park that, we need evidence. But the second point, which goes to a broader basis, that anything is exported to Russia, in theory, is feeding the Russian economy. And that's a broader point that the EU will have to address, because Ireland doesn't go unilaterally and impose sanctions on its own. Essentially, the European Commission has to bring forward sanctions to the members, and then we take a view on them. Just like food in other areas hasn't been sanctioned, and there is a lot of trade in some countries with Russia still that is unsanctioned, that is a broader debate.
So you cannot say definitively today, as the minister with responsibility for this, that some of the aluminium that is being produced, or the alumina that's being produced in Limerick, is ending up in the war effort. There is a suspicion, but you can't confirm it. So therefore, it's okay to keep exporting it.
No, what I can say is I can't substitute speculation for evidence. I essentially am required under law to have evidence, and critically in the European framework on how we investigate sanctions to our restrictive measures unit, we have to have a threshold of evidence, and we haven't reached that threshold. And essentially, I can't take action based on assumptions or speculation. And we have to work with the European Commission. They have additional resources.
Okay.
They have more capacity to try and ascertain the truth. And obviously, there may be an independent mechanism that we may be able to introduce as part of the commission.
Just for the benefit of the listeners, who owns Aghanish Alumina?
Rusal Trading Limited, a Russian company.
We're all aware of that. Yeah, so a Russian company exporting to Russia,
and you're
losing the traceability the second it goes over the Russian border, and you think that we can continue to do that and it's fine?
No, that's not what I said. I said we haven't got evidence. We have speculation. We have an investigation conducted by a number of journalists who said they have no direct evidence that alumina from Ohanish is ending up in Russia.
And we're not being willfully naive.
It's not about being naive. You know, hearsay isn't evidence. Like, we all can have suspicions, hearsay, speculation, but I have to act on evidence. It's what I'm required to do in my job. And when I have a competent authority for restrictive measures saying to me, which is independent of me as minister,
okay,
that it has not reached the evidentiary threshold, I can't take a unilateral decision above that. And critically, the policy decision is for Europe. We have to provide Europe with all the data that we have, and essentially they will have to bring a conclusion to it, like they did in the 16th sanction package back in February 2025 when they sanctioned aluminium. That was a big decision. The European Union took it. Ireland did not oppose it. And obviously they have further decisions to take in relation to sanctions
going to Russia. This report is now going into the European Union, and they will help make that decision based on that. Minister of Enterprise Peter Burke, thanks very much for joining us. Pico Lopez after the break.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.